Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Mem Gimel, the first half of Sif Aleph. Simen Reish Mem Gimel, din hamaskir sodu merchos le'en Yehudi. The halach is of someone who rents out a field or a bathhouse to a non-Jew. There is a hakdama that the Mishnah Berurah gives to the Simen, and the hakdama to the hakdama, we have to know that on Shabbos, not only is it usur to do certain activities, certain malachas are forbidden, it is also forbidden to instruct a non-Jew to do anything that you cannot do yourself. Amir la'akum is usur. There's an issur of amir la'akum that you may not give instructions to a non-Jew to do things that are usur on Shabbos, even if you give the instructions on Friday. It makes no difference. It doesn't mean you gave the instructions on Shabbos. Even on Friday, you cannot give instructions for Shabbos. This issur of amir la'akum is so strong that we even prohibit things that someone may misconstrue as if you gave instructions to the guy. So there's a gezeira not to do anything which might be misconstrued as amir la'akum. That's how severe it is. I'm like gezeira the gezeira, but when it comes to amir la'akum, we're very strict. So that is the background when we enter this discussion. When I have business dealings with non-Jews in Jewish property, Jewish things, do we have to be afraid on these working on Shabbos that people are going to think that I told him to work on Shabbos? And if we do, then it's usur. It's only going to be mutter in ways when we have no suspicions. Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph. Lo yaskir adam merchat shelo le'en Yehudi. A person may not lease his bathhouse to a non-Jew. B'nei shenikar shemo, because everyone knows this is the Jewish man's bathhouse. V'en Yehudi ze oisib bo malocha b'Shabbos. The non-Jew is doing malocha on Shabbos. The stam merchas lava arisus avid, an ordinary bathhouse, is not usually given over to the non-Jew in the form of a lease where he shares in the profits with the Jew. Perish aris hu oivid likachet ma sheyashpiach labalav. In aris, we always call him a sharecropper. He's someone who works on the Jewish land, or in this case, the Jewish bathhouse, and he would take a percentage of the profits and the rest go to the owners. That is not the ordinary setup with the merchats. The Amri, so everyone believes, shekol ha-revach shayisol, that basically the Jew is taking all the profits from the bathhouse, the sochar es ha-eni Yehudi b'kach v'kach l'yom, and he's paying the non-Jew a daily wage to operate the bathhouse. The nimsa comes out, that the non-Jew is working as a proxy, as a shliach of the Yisrael. And that's usur. So you may not lease the bathhouse to the Jew, even if it's done in an arisus form, even if it's going to be done with percentages, that's not the norm. Everyone looks at it and says, oh, the Jewish business is open on Shabbos. He hired a non-Jewish worker to work in the store on Shabbos. That's how everyone sees it. Even if it's not actually set up that way. That's how it looks. Awesome. Aval sode mutter, but if it was a field that the Yid rents to the non-Jew, and the non-Jew works on Shabbos, that's okay. She came derech lekabel sode brisus. It's very common for people to rent fields, and they work, and they take a percentage, and they give a percentage back to the owner, and that's a normal setup. But then everyone knows that it's not like he was hired to work for the day by the Jew. The Aval Pisha Yehudim Shushay Sol, even though everyone knows this field belongs to the Yid, Oimim Ha'en Yehudi L'Kacha Barisus. Everyone looks at it and says, oh, the non-Jew is an artist, he's a sharecropper. Ula Atzim Ha'ovitz, when he works in the field, he's working for his own benefit. He's making the decision. It's worthwhile for him to work there because he gets a share of the proceeds. So it's on his own. The Jew doesn't care if he works or doesn't work. It makes no difference at all to the Jew if he works or not. If he works, so he'll get. And that's mutter. V'tanur dino kemerchatz. If someone has this big oven, a hearth, and he rents it out for others to use, it's like a merchatz. It's like a bathhouse. And he may not lease it to a non-Jew who's going to work there on Shabbos, because everyone thinks that Yid hired him to work the ovens on Shabbos. But a mill to grind, dinam kesar. That's like a field. And everyone knows that people would lease out the mill, and people would come in and do their own stuff, and it's nothing to do with the Yid. You know, the Jew owns it, and there's no more sign in that case. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah, and he begins before Sifkan Aleph with a hakdama. Lo yaskir. A person may not rent out his merchas to a non-Jew, da yushino, shashlosha chalukim, there are three categories here. Echad hu arisus. One is called arisus. What is arisus? Shesoich le'en Yehudi, he's basically hiring a non-Jew, shayasa hamalocha besad ob merchas, and he's going to work in the field or in the bathhouse, v'arvachim o aperis yachloku, and they split the profits or the fruits, the yield of the crop, and they split it with a percentage. Usually the non-Jew or the worker, whoever it is, the oris, takes either a half or a third or a quarter, depending on the minhag ha'makom, of the crop. In other words, it's not his property, it's not his real estate, and the whole discussion who provides the seed and everything else, but you need a worker. So this guy's going to work, and his payment is a proportion of the crop. That's one mahal, that's resus. Hasheni hu schiris. The second is a straight-out rental. She'eni Yehudi no to klaravachem. The non-Jew who rents gets all the profits. Or aperis, or in the field, all the fruits. V'nos niyisrael avor sadeo mechatzal davar katsil v'kol shana. And he gives the owner, the yid, a set price for the field or for the bathhouse. This is the price for the year. And that's what he pays, and that's it. And then all the profits belong to the one who rents it. Hashnei chilukim el, these two categories, mutarim besod legami, are totally permitted with the field. That if I have a non-Jew who is an aris, he can work on Shabbos, we don't care. If I rent the field to the non-Jew for the year, he can work on Shabbos, we don't care. Ubermerchatz, when it comes to the bathhouse, rak midina, lahalacha, it would have been okay. Deinu Yehudi adaita denafshi oved, because the non-Jew is working on his own. Shachachamim osu elu shnei chilukim. Yet the Chachamim prohibited these two categories, b'merchas, the case of the bathhouse, mishomar sa'ayin, because it doesn't look right. Because everyone identifies the bathhouse with the Jew, and they'll suspect him, that the non-Jew is a hired hand, a day worker, a day wage, and I'm hiring to man the shop on Shabbos. There's a third category, to kablonis. Kablonis, maybe we could look at it as a contract. Where all the profits go to the owner, the yid. And the yid pays the non-Jew a set fee or a set salary for the year. Zevadai asur medina berz. That is totally forbidden in the bathhouse. Clearly, the non-Jew is hired as a shliach to serve for the yid, and the Jew is benefiting from the work on Shabbos. If he doesn't work for one day, the yid loses the profits of that day. Therefore, if the common practice of that place is to lease it out to the non-Jew straight up for the year, or that it's a partnership of aris, like a sharecropper, as we will clarify in Sif Beis, if that would have been the case by the merchatz, it's the same as a field. So the first two cases of the schirus or the arisus will be permitted, and the third case, the kablonus, will be forbidden. The kol heter schirus de kan, the allowance of the leasing in this case, it's because you're leasing it with Shabbos and weekdays together. If you're only leasing it to the goy for Shabbos, that's also even on a field. And it's well known that always the Jews, except for Shabbos, so then clear that's a problem. That is the basics over here in a very brief form. Sekon Aleph. Do not lease out merchat shelo. You cannot lease out your bathhouse. Bein shebenu ba'atzma, whether he built it himself, or afilu kana v'yashavba, or he bought it and now settled in. V'nikr shmo lov, it's got his name on the door. Everyone knows it's his. Sefka and Beis, you cannot lease it out le'en Yehudi. V'kol shkein liso mom, and certainly cannot lease it out to a Jew who rejects Shabbos. Da'ivinam mishum lifnei ilus yitimish, because then you're also transgressing, putting a stumbling block in front of someone else. This is also true by fields or anything else. You cannot have a Jew who doesn't keep Shabbos doing work on your fields and your house and your merchatz on Shabbos. Sivkon Gimel. B'vnei shenikra, because the bathhouse is identified with the Jewish owner, Parish. Demidina shor lahaskir leni Yehud l'shana chodesh. Really, the halacha, you should be allowed to lease the bathhouse to the non-Jew for the year or for the month. Sheidel kach v'kach, and he'll pay a set price for that. Ben yasik bo en Yehudi ben lo yasik. And at that point, he's paying his rental fee, whether he actually heats up the baths or not. The kolareva achiel en Yehudi, and the non-Jew keeps the profits. There's no Shabbos. It's not like the Jews benefiting from the work on Shabbos. The muskeres hilo l'shana. It's rented out to the non-Jew for the year. The iser damir le'en Yehudi bevad l'shach b'schiris. And you can't say I'm transgressing, instructing the non-Jew to do something when he rents it and does his own thing. The nafshi hu oisi, he's doing it on his own. Va'filam yesh le'en Yehudi rachelik b'rivach hamecha. So even if the non-Jew doesn't rent it for the year, but he makes an arrangement where he takes a percentage of the profits. In such a case, we'd also say that he's working on his own volition. As we explain at the end of the sif. And yet it's still usher. The Mechaber says it's usher because it doesn't look right. Because everyone identifies the bathhouse with the Jewish owner. The Yom Harbias. And what are people going to say? They're going to say, the Schir Yomhu. He's a hired hand for the day. Ushluchohu, and he was sent by the Jew to work. So even though it wasn't done that way, it was done right, but no one sees it that way, and that's a problem, even the Marasayan is a problem. V'davko kishem askiu l'shon l'chodesh. Now it's only allowed, Medina, when he rents it for the year or for the month. Avala askiu l'enhudu l'yamim. But if it's only going to be a lease for several days, she'id l'enhudu kol yom v'yom she'sikana kach v'kach, basically a daily rental, and each day he pays him for the heating up the baths. After Gamzeh Daita Denashiyah, even though he may be working on his own volition, to Kamalka Medina Asr, that's Asr Meikra Din. That's not just Marzayin. The Havik Ischa Shabbos, that's already being paid for Shabbos profits. Finally, Kamon Simon Reish Madal, we'll discuss this later in Simon Reish Madal. The Dover Shah Asr Meir Sa'ayin, things that are Asr because it doesn't look right. Enu Asr Ela Besuch HaTchum Shal Yishuv Yisrael. It's only a problem when it's within the Tchum of where the Jews live. Sifkan Dad, what's the problem? Why are we so nervous about the merchatz? The stam merchatz, because the typical merchatz is not set up for Arisus Parish. The kasav v'halon, we will learn later. The sod the mutal haskir mitam zeh sheyitlu b'arisus. By a field, you can rent it to the non-Jew, because everyone assumes he's a sharecropper. Val zeh kalmar, on that we say the merchatz lekahay time lahatir. By a merchatz, we don't have such a logic. The ain derech litno b'arisus. It's not normal to set up this arrangement that with the bathhouse you take percentages. For the yisu gam ken sheskir kfi emes, and no one's going to think that he rented the whole bathhouse. Lo shkich, it's not common. So the Rishonim discuss why is it that this is not normal by Americas and it is normal by field. The halacha quotes Iran that there are huge expenses and minimal profits, so everyone believes he's working for the yid. The Archa Shulchan puts it like this. He says, the reason why no one does Americas by Arisus, Arisus is you take a percentage, is because no one knows how much you earn. By a bathhouse, people who use the bathhouse pay person by person as a fee for people to come in. So who's keeping track exactly how many people are coming in? And it's so easy to be deceived that you're not going to trust someone to tell you at the end of the month, oh, well, this is a third of the profits, because there's no way to keep track. I mean, they never set up such a system. By a field, there's a harvest and there's yield, and then you know, okay, we come in for harvest time and we take a third, a quarter, whatever the number is. It's very noticeable what the yield is, what the profits are. In a bathhouse, we don't have that kind of system. People are paying per use, and there's no way to keep track that you're going to trust them to do it in a system where you get a percentage. So either you're going to basically keep all the profits yourself and pay someone to work there, which is the normal case. You could set up a case where someone else will rent it for the year, but it's just not that common. It's just not shchiach. And that's the same problem when it came to the tanur. The oven, that people pay a fee to use the oven to bake the bread, who's keeping track of how many people come use the oven? So it's not conducive for an arisus arrangement, as opposed to a rechaim, because a big mill is more like the fields that you can make such an arrangement. So everyone thinks, in the case of the merchatz, that the profits go to the yid, and the yid hired the guy to work there. That's forbidden. You can't hire a guy to work there. We say this in many places. That instructing a nadju to do malach on Shabbos is asr rabbanan. It's based on the pasuk to call malach lo yaseh behem. No malach should be done. Look, see, it doesn't say lo sas. It doesn't say not to do. It shouldn't be done. The ram is da filu ayde acher lo yaseh, to tell us that even through others malach should not be done. Even if the non-Jew on his own does something for a Yid without being told to do it, the Yid has to tell him to stop. People don't realize this. They think it's also to tell the non-Jew to do something. But if he does on his own, it's fine. It's not fine. If a non-Jew wants to do malacha for a Yid, you have to tell him, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Sifkan vav, sade mutter. If it's a field that the Yid rents out to the non-Jew, that's fine. Lahaskir lein Yehudi, but if a kotzev, if you want to rent a field to a non-Jew for a set price, that you can do. Daft the nikus nami ashmo, even though Evan identifies the field as the Jew's field, komerchatz like the merchatz, that's okay. The kolmuchuber stom hashem balavav. We assume things that are attached to the ground have the owner's name on it. Ulahaskir nami lo shirkach. As far as renting it out, it's not that common. But that's mutter too. No one's going to suspect that people working in the fields are day workers, day laborers. As we explained, because it's normal to have sharecroppers. So anyone who sees it assumes it's a sharecropper. Why is a sharecropper permitted? He's working on his own volition. As Dormo explains. Sifkan Zayin, the tan, when it comes to an oven, we treat it like a merchatz. Lahaskir tanuro lefosbo, you want to rent out your oven to let non-Jews bake there on Shabbos. Dirik merchatz, it's like a merchatz. The tanunami in derech laskir lino barisa, it's not common to do a sharecropper arrangement with an oven. Kmo merchatz, the same way it's not common with a bathhouse. Vayach shadu, the schir yom hu esau, people are going to assume he's hired for the day to work there, and that's the Maris Ayin. Sifkon Ches, Rechaim v'chulu, a mill we treat like a field. Mishum the darker litno by Rises Kmosa, that was commonly leased out with percentages like fields. Well, the Fikach Laskir now, Mutan, therefore it's Mutan to lease it straight out too, because like we said before. Vayin Beran, if you look around the Mash, it's implied. Dem Ein Derech Anche Oysimokam Litin Rechaim Rises, if people in that town do not lease out their mills with this sharecropper arrangement with a percentage, then dina kol amarchas is, and it's going to be just as also as a bathhouse. The BMS told you because eilat vorm lefirnega medina. These halachas really depend on what is common in that place. Bein lahakil, bein lahachmer, whether it's be lenient or strict. Klamei b'sif beis, as we're saying sif beis.